Relationships can be complicated sometimes, can't they? But making God a priority in all your relationships can really make a big difference. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Mark Johnson explains.
When God says to love the other person as you love yourself, then He's making it easy for us because the other person becomes, in a very real sense, myself. Okay, whatever happens to my wife happens to me. So in that situation, the competing kingdoms model, you see two people undercutting each other. You see two people vying for superiority in a sense, because to weaken the other is to relatively strengthen yourself. That way you get a little more of what you want, which is really what this is all about, right? It's about getting the most of what you want and having your will win out, which is, in our current cultural thinking, the path to the best life.
And Mark says, try to shift the focus to other people and their needs.
In a covenant relationship, our true self-interest, because our self changes, our self now shifts. We are now a different creature having entered that relationship. Now, in that case, what else shifts? Well, everything about us, but one thing that shifts is our true self-interest. Is that going to change how we approach the other person and approach life together? Yeah, tremendously. My wife and I have been doing this for the last, the entirety of our marriage, decades right now. And I can tell you, the quality of marriage that has been produced by that is significantly different from most of our peers.
Relationships are so important. Maybe you want to learn how you can have a stronger relationship with God and in turn, with others. If so, go to cru.org and explore the many resources there.